is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A teacher from Pennsylvania is back on American soil after spending more than 3 years in a Russian prison. Mark Fogel headed straight to the White House to thank President Trump.
I love our country, and I'm so happy to be back here. And I wish I could articulate it better.
We got him home, and he's healthy. It looks good, actually. To me, you look damn good, I'll tell you that.
The Kremlin's just announced an unidentified Russian citizen was freed in the U.S. as part of a swap. Mark Fogel was arrested at the airport in Moscow in 2021 for marijuana possession. His family says it was for medical purposes. Winter storm warnings are posted from Kansas and Missouri all the way to the mid-Atlantic states today. WTOP Radio Steve Dresner is in Washington, D.C.
For the most part, this storm has gone according to plan, at least for folks here in the Washington, D.C. area. Very treacherous travel around the area. Wet snow has fallen during the evening hours, and there may be some more to come as we go into the early morning hours. Temperatures still remain around the freezing mark.
The Labor Department will release the first readout on inflation for the year this morning. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
The Fed will be looking closely at the inflation rate following months of increases. We're expecting rate cuts to be on pause until at least the summer, but as potential tariffs threaten to raise prices, that could get pushed out even further.
CPI is expected to reflect a jump in egg prices triggered by bird flu. President Trump's push to put more than 2,000 federal employees on administrative leave will be back before a federal judge today.
We believe the administration has exceeded its authority.
That's Tom Yasgurdy, president of the American Foreign Service Association, one of the unions that represents USAID employees.
Only Congress can eliminate an executive agency.
That argument will go up against the administration's claim that the U.S. Agency for International Development is corrupt and must be shut down until they decide what parts to keep. The order blocking the administration's action expires Friday at midnight. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
They crowned a new top dog in New York City last night.
Best in show at the 149th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. I choose the giant schnauzer.
After two consecutive years as a runner-up, 5-year-old Monty, who hails from New Jersey, beat out a 9.5-year-old whippet named Bourbon, a Skye Terrier, and a fan-fave German Shepherd. The show broadcast on Fox. S&P futures are down 9. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The heaviest stuff won't come down until later. Schools are closed, snow emergencies have been called, and the update this morning now has anywhere between 5 and 9 inches. The winter storm warning gets going during the day today and runs through 3 tomorrow morning. Many school districts made the decision to cancel yesterday, with the threat of a messy ride home today the reason for keeping kids at home. The National Weather Service says lake effect snow is involved, which does make forecasting difficult. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Again, Racine, Kenosha, and communities that call snow emergencies have done so. Racine and Kenosha Unified, along with many other districts, are keeping kids at home today as well. People in Racine are praying for better plowing. After facing criticism for how they handled a big snowfall in January, officials are saying they're working to improve their snow removal efforts. A statement from the city says they're increasing staffing for the storm and that they're asking for people to be patient. The city explains that main roads are prioritized and that side roads get hit after that. With this snow today, it's expected to come quick at times, so it might not be until early morning until you hear them in your neighborhood. Again, a snow emergency is in effect in Racine and Kenosha. With the long, rich history of Case High School, there aren't many firsts left. However, a team of Eagle girls this year are the first to get to a state tournament. Read all about the accomplishment for the local kids at RacineCountyEye.com. Future leaders of Racine are getting some funding. SC Johnson has awarded the Racine Family YMCA just over $100,000 in a grant to support the Young Leaders Academy. The YLA is an after-school program designed to teach leadership skills, discipline, and accountability. It's available to students in grades K through 12. There's more about that program on the Racine Family YMCA website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Marquette ends their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Marquette with a victory last night over DePaul, 68-58 in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have struggled from behind the three-point line. I asked Marquette Stevie Mitchell on why it's been that way most of the season.
That's just how the game goes. I think, you know, there's players, teams that can shoot the ball poorly and then, you know, shoot the ball really well on any given night. So, you know, we're really proud of the win today because we shot the ball poorly and we're able to win ugly. And I think that's something we struggled to do the past three games, you know, when it got rough, when it got hard. You know, we weren't resilient like we were today in terms of just, you know, finding a way to win anyway, not getting caught up in, you know, our missed shots, not getting caught up in, you know, things that we really can't control and just doubling down on all things we can control.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Their last game heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some heavy snow on the way today. We could end up with 5 to 10 or more inches today through tonight with the heaviest snow closer to the lake. Once you get west of I-41, those amounts will drop a little bit, but definitely a significant snow. 28 the high tonight, 15 tomorrow. The sun is back with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 21.
Remember when you were a kid and they told you you shouldn't drink? Well, you really shouldn't drink. It's not going to solve all your problems. You're just going to forget about them for a little while. All right, line them up. Sounds good to me. It's better than thinking about this all the time. I drink so much more now, so much more. And not like that fun happy hour drinking either. Ever since I had kids, it's more like standing alone at the kitchen sink kind of drinking. Daddy's a lot more fun when he gets some of his magic juice inside of him. Every picture my daughter draws of me now has me with a martini glass. It's just a triangle, a stick, and my three fingers. Yeah, three fingers. She's not that bright, but she's a good kid. She makes a mean drink, too. You'd like her. No, it's good. Alcohol's good. It's right. This is a communal way to be happy. You're all in it together. You're thinking the same way. It's a good thing. That's why I don't like antidepressants. Sneaky way to be happy, right? Just brushing your teeth alone in the morning, popping a pill. Yay! I love Mondays. No, you don't. You're a liar. You're cheating the system. Really, you order a martini at the end of the day, you're telling everyone in that room, you know what, I woke up this morning, looked myself in the mirror and said, today is going to be the day. Once again, it didn't work out. So I'm going to drink three of these, say something inappropriate to that waitress over there, pass out, and try again tomorrow.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crested brown, without no sneer or night. Over goes the child of romantic. She'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes of gun. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle, billows blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and girls born in the soldiers to kill.
And gather it all,
and to fight for the
cause they long ago forgotten.
Show me a true love of mine. Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Scarborough Fair. Also, Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme from the album of that name. Hey, good morning. I'm Don Rosen. It's 6:11 on a, what is today? Wednesday morning. Feels like it's Friday already. On a Wednesday morning, 4th District Alder David Mack is going to be joining us a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Got a whole bunch of things to talk about. He wants to talk about the Godfather 3 movie. Oh, I got a lot to say about that. Anyways, we'll talk about that and what's going on in the 4th District as well. Hey, don't forget the Happy Together Tour is back in 2025, bringing the legendary artists from the 60s and 70s together for an unforgettable live concert experience at the State Fair August 10th, with 61 Billboard Top 40 hits performed by iconic bands. This nationwide tour has delighted audiences for over a decade. We're talking about the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues, the Cowsills. They're all going to be there. Listen for your chance to win tickets with me right here. If you miss these chances to win tickets the next few days, don't worry, because we'll have more in April to give away as well. So we're going to give you lots and lots of chances to win tickets to that tour, the Happy Together Tour, coming to State Fair August 10th. That sounds like a lot of fun, huh? All right, here's CCR, WRJN, traveling band.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel, bag is going nowhere. Come on, come on, won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band.
There you go. Creedence Local News, Tamless Hits, WRJN. Our forecast calling for 3 to 5 inches of snow today, with a high near 28, maybe 1 to 3 inches more tonight, lows around 15. Then looks like sunshine tomorrow with a high near 19. So it's all going to be over by tomorrow. This big panic is setting into the city. You know why? Because we haven't had snow in a while here in Racine. It's been a long time since we had a snowstorm. So when we finally get one, it's like, you know, danger, Will Robinson, danger. It'll be fine. We'll move the snow out of the way. You'll get to work, and it'll be sunny. And before you know, we're having the 4th of July parade on a hot, sunny day. Okay? So don't worry about it. Just be careful out there, okay? So 3 to 5 inches of snow today, 1 to 3 inches tonight, sunshine tomorrow, cloudy and 20 right now at Radio Park. Hey, make sure that your pet's microchip works. Listen to this. People are freaking out after a chip company called Save This Life went under. The chips have to be re-registered through another company before they'll work again. Now, your vet might have your pet's chip number on file, so they can scan it for you. And if you have it written down, you can check it yourself through AAHA.org, AAHA.org. But all the bad chips start with one of these two numbers, 991 or 900-164. If it doesn't start like that, you have nothing to worry about. You have nothing to worry about anyway. You just have to get it fixed. It's 6:15, local news, timeless hits with the Beatles.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. Yeah. It's you she's thinking of.
The Beatles, and she loves you, 618, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, congratulations to our Valentine's Day Timeless Gifts winner, Nick Bashore of Gurnee. He'll be enjoying the sweets, jewelry, flowers, romance CD, and Herman's Hermits and the Association concert tickets. We want to thank our sponsors, Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits, timeless gifts from your Valentine, the folks that really love you, WRJN. Now, someone was really thinking here. Researchers had developed a new type of asphalt which is capable of repairing its own cracks in the road over time. I like it. Now they need to come up with an asphalt that can also melt the snow as soon as it falls. That would be great, huh? 619 WRJN, you know what it's time for? It's time for Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even though the game was a big fat dud, Super Bowl 59 drew 126 million viewers in the U.S., making it the most watched Super Bowl ever. This year's game drew 2% more viewers than last year's, which was the most watched game at the time. Super Bowl 59 also saw an all-time high when it came to streaming viewers, with 14 million, thanks mostly to people using Tubi. Here's a recommendation if you're looking for a good suspense film. The film September 5 is about how ABC Sports was thrust into a situation where they were forced to cover the 1972 Munich Olympic Village hostage situation involving Israeli athletes. The movie has a very realistic look, making you feel like you're in the 70s, and great performances from a really solid cast. September 5 is only an hour and a half long and flies by thanks to great newsroom drama. It is available to stream on Fandango. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know there's a place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code TRAFFIC25.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. This Valentine's Day, sweeten the moment with a dessert they'll love. Warm their heart with cobbler fresh from the oven, paired perfectly with creamy vanilla bean ice cream. Or fall in love with freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, comforting treats for a chilly winter's day. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
So desperately waiting.
That's the Grassroots.
I'd wait a million years. 625 local news, timeless. It's a WRJN. 3 to 5 inches of snow expected today with a high near 28. 1 to 3 inches tonight, lows 15. Looks like sunshine tomorrow, becoming sunny with a high near 19. That's nice. Cloudy, 20 degrees right now at Radio Park. I got a story about a sad donkey named Eon. Eeyore, his name is Eeyore. He's doing much better after getting a new home in Vancouver Island, Canada. He lived alone his entire life in someone's backyard and wasn't great with other animals. A sanctuary called Home for Hooves took him in when his owner passed away. The woman who runs it wanted to give him something to do, so she tossed a big yoga ball in his pen. He played with it constantly until it popped. Then people on social media started sending more yoga balls, and he ended up with about 40 yoga balls. He still plays with them, but doesn't need them much anymore because he finally bonded with three other rescue donkeys she brought in, and she said it's nice to see him finally have a family. She renamed him Earl because Eeyore just seemed too depressing. I loved when I heard that story because I saw a picture of him, and he looked so depressed, but now he's a happy donkey. Yeah, he's happy. He's got friends. He's got family. He's got a purpose in life. Doesn't that make you feel good? I love animals. It's sickness. It's the ones that don't bite me. They want to kill me. It's 628. Make it 626 at WRJN Local News. Timeless hits. If you really love me, here's Stevie Wonder.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
local news, timeless hits at WRJN. We've got local news coming up in just a moment with Stuart J. Waddles. Police in Wisconsin arrested a 22-year-old after she stabbed her boyfriend in the neck during an argument about their wedding venue. No indication that the boyfriend's injury is life-threatening. I'm just going to go on a wild assumption here that the wedding is probably off. But, you know, I could be wrong. It's 6:30 on the nose. Let's see what's going on in the news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's now 5 to 9 inches. The latest update from the National Weather Service has slightly adjusted snow totals for today and tonight. The winter storm warning gets going at midday and runs through tomorrow morning. Snow emergencies have been called in some communities, which will impact where you can park. Racine and Kenosha are among those communities. Schools have made the decision to close with the threat of a messy ride home, the reason for the snow day. The National Weather Service says lake effect snow is involved, which makes predictions difficult. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Again, snow emergencies in Racine and Kenosha, and most schools have made the decision to close. A 36-year-old Illinois man will spend 10 years in a Wisconsin prison for a homicide in Racine 2 years ago. Keshawn Butler was sentenced this week in the shooting that resulted in the death of his brother. Butler pleaded guilty to second-degree reckless homicide in October. The shooting happened near 10th and College in Racine, where Butler confronted his brother after a dispute. Butler fled following the shooting and was arrested in Kenosha after a brief standoff. With the Lombardi Trophy handed out, attention now gets turned to Lombardi Avenue. Lisa Hale has more about the NFL draft coming to Titletown.
The event is expected to bring hundreds of thousands of people to the Green Bay area in April. Mayor Eric Genrich says that the only issue he's seeing right now is in transportation.
Patty Kiewicz, who runs our transit service here within the city of Green Bay, does a fantastic job, has a really good plan. But we have an undersized transit system in comparison to a Detroit or a Kansas City or, you know, some of these other communities. And so we're going to be waiting for some more, I think, you know, more detailed plans from the NFL talking about how they're going to get people throughout the community.
Genrich made his comments on a recent episode of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Find it at civicmedia.us.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Funding the next great idea in dairy. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. That's what the Dairy Business Innovation Act 2025 is designed to do. Authored by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, this bipartisan legislation is designed to add even more money to help fuel the dairy industry, not just in Wisconsin, but all across the United States when it comes to finding new ideas on dairy innovations. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says their members have told them how valuable they found these grant monies.
In a recent survey of our Alliance grant recipients, 93% reported that they've been able to retain or expand their valued workforce thanks to this program alone. Nearly 80% shared that this program has contributed to their business resilience. 65% of respondents shared that their Alliance grant directly resulted in increased sales volumes for their business, and more than 50% reported an increase in their milk processing, with another 30% saying the increased milk usage is imminently ahead for their business.
That's Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers explaining respondents' reaction to the grant monies available. Now, under the new proposal from Senator Tammy Baldwin, they are looking to authorize program spending from $20 million to $36 million.
When I started farming, I never imagined I'd be leading policy discussions or representing farmers in my community. But Wisconsin Farm Bureau has helped make that possible. Their leadership programs gave me the skills and the confidence to step up and make a difference for my farm and for Wisconsin. If you're ready to lead, Farm Bureau is ready to help.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And congratulations to Charlie Maddock, a sixth-generation potato grower at J.W. Maddock & Sons Seed Potato Farm in Deerbrook. He's received the 2025 Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Young Grower of the Year Award. He studied agribusiness at Fox Valley Tech College and welding at North Central Technical College. Charlie Maddock, the Young Grower of the Year. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
We have some heavy snow on the way today. We could end up with 5 to 10 or more inches today through tonight, with the heaviest snow closer to the lake. Once you get west of I-41, those amounts will drop a little bit, but definitely a significant snow. 28 the high tonight, 15 tomorrow. The sun is back with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
So I used to be a music teacher. I used to teach K through 5 music here in New York City. I taught the recorder. You guys familiar with Satan's little flute? Yeah. If there's music in hell, I assure you, it is played on a recorder. It was like the movie Groundhog's Day, except instead of waking up to I Got You, Babe, every day, it was hot cross buns. Like 6 times a day. Years of my life. Drive me insane. That song still haunts me. And recorder's like the only subject where kids had their parents' blessing not to do their homework. Because I'd be like, did you even practice at all since last week? No, I have a note from my parents. We all do.
And ride. It's 6:39. Local news time. This is WRJN. Happy Together Tour is back in 2025, bringing a legendary artist from the 60s and 70s together for an unforgettable live concert experience at the State Fair. We're talking about the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues, the Cowsills. Wow, what a show. Listen for your chance to win tickets this week with me right here in the morning. And if you miss your chance, don't worry. In April, we've got more tickets to give away to the Happy Together Tour coming to the State Fair August 10th. The place to win tickets, right here, WRJN. That's pretty neat, eh? Hey, David Mack, our 4th District Alder, is coming in about a half hour from now, a little less than a half hour from now. You know, yesterday was National Make a Friend Day. When was the last time you made a new friend? A poll last fall found 39% of Americans had not made a new friend in over a year. You know, I really can't remember ever making a friend. I don't think I have that many. I mean, I'd like to think some people are my friends, but I don't really think I have that many friends. I have a couple. Not a lot. It's 640 at WRJN. Sly and the Family Stone, local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and 1400 AM everywhere. Stone, local news, timeless hits, WRJN 642. 3 to 5 inches of snow expected today with a high near 28. 1 to 3 inches expected tonight, lows around 15. Becoming sunny with a high near 19 degrees tomorrow. Right now it's cloudy and 20 at Radio Park. All right, Valentine's Day is coming up. Someone asked people to name the top things that might scare someone off early in a relationship. Going too big on Valentine's Day just bubbled under the top 10 at number 11. Here are the top 10. Talking about baby names. Maybe you should wait to your second date for that. Talking about moving in together before you've even seen their place. Blurting out, I love you, way too soon. Telling other people you're a couple before you've even agreed on that term. Calling them your soulmate. Asking to meet their parents. Getting upset if they don't respond to your text messages right away. Asking to leave a toothbrush at their place. Before you even started dating, referring to their pet as our pet when talking to other people and posting too many photos of the two of you on social media. Yeah, that's a little too much sometimes. You gotta take it easy, all right? Maybe on the second date, start doing all that stuff. 644 with the Supremes, keep me hanging on.
Why don't I can do about it.
A couple of years after that, Vanilla Fudge put out a great version of Keep Me Hanging On, a real rock version. And then the disco version by Kim Wilde, a real upbeat version also came out. So three good versions of that song. We're due for another real soon. 646, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. 3 to 5 inches of snow expected today with a high near 28. I know looking outside now, you would never know it. Huh? 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight, lows 15, becoming sunny with a high near 19 tomorrow. Schools are closed all over the area. If you want to check online, I guess you can, but they're mostly all closed. Cloudy, 20 degrees right now at Radio Park, and congratulations to our Valentine's Day Timeless Gifts winner, Nick Bashur of Gurnee. Ah, look what Nick won. Sweets, jewelry, flowers, romance CD, and Herman's Hermits of the Association concert tickets. What a Valentine's Day package. I want to thank our sponsors, Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits with timeless gifts from your Valentine right here at WRJN. Here's a fun fact for you. You know, the first three digits of your Social Security number can never be 666. It's banned for life, I guess for obvious reasons, right? 647 now.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. More about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance, visit hospicealliance.org.
Valentine's Day is Friday, and it's all about being sweet. ONH Danish Bakery knows more about being sweet than just about anyone. Their Valentine Cherry Heart Kringle will express your sentiments tastefully. Meant to be shared and enjoyed, this hand-formed heart kringle has a delicious Door County cherry filling with pink icing, and it's sprinkled with red sugar. Share and enjoy it with your Valentine. Go straight for the heart kringle from ONH Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
WRJN.
But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me. Be your mind.
Local news, Tampa's hits, WRJN. The Turtles, all part of the Happy Together Tour. It's coming back for 2025, bringing legendary artists from the 60s and 70s together for an unforgettable live concert experience at the State Fair August 10th. Now, with the Turtles will be Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues, the Cowsills. What a concert, huh? All right. This band, this group, had 61 Billboard Top 40 hits amongst them. Performed with iconic bands, the nationwide tour has delighted audiences for over a decade. We're giving away tickets to the Happy Together Tour this week, right here at WRJN. You never know what I'm going to say. Call in now to get the tickets. You got to keep listening right here at WRJN. Isn't that something? All right, Valentine's Week is here, and a survey of people who believe in astrology found Geminis are the worst people to date. Hey, wait a minute. I'm a Gemini. Followed by Cancers. Pisces are the best. Wait a second. Why is Gemini's the worst? What did we do wrong? I think I have a couple of people that might disagree with that. Here's Leslie Gore, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
She don't know that she's a lucky girl. Got the best thing in the whole wide world. Got a love that's hard to find. Got the boy I wish was mine, but she.
Cheats on him with the ball.
News, Tamla's Hits, WRJN at 6:55. Looking for 3 to 5 inches of snow today with a high near 28. 1 to 3 inches tonight, lows 15. So it's going to be kind of a powdery snow, I would imagine. Becoming sunny tomorrow with a high near 19, cloudy and 20 right now at Radio Park. Someone asked people in the service industry how to get revenge on rude customers. Here were some of the responses. Underblending smoothies so chunks get stuck on their straw. Crop dusting customers. What does that mean? I don't like the sound of that. The server said that when rude customers ask for butter, he gives them cold butter because he knows it will rip their bread to shreds. Serving decaf instead of regular. Who knew there were so many vendettas in the service industry? Of course, I'm not rude to my servers, so I've never experienced it. Got David Macker, 4th District Alder, coming up after the news at 7 o'clock. But right now, I got the Stones and Satisfaction. Jagger pops a 5-hour energy before he goes on stage to sing. I mean, the guy's 80 years old. Rolling Stone, Satisfaction at WRJN Local News. Tamla's Hits will have the latest on the snow coming up in just a moment. Police officers in Beverly Hills, California started playing music when they see people filming them because all the videos will get flagged by YouTube's copyright filters and will automatically get pulled down. That's a good idea. If you don't want somebody filming you and putting it on YouTube, just sing a song. And they can't do it. 7 o'clock on the nose. Here's Stewart.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Mesquite and Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The story from Kansas and Missouri all the way to Virginia?
It's very slippery.
People from the Central Plains to the East Coast are getting slammed with winter storms, and there's more to come. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The second storm has all kinds of issues associated with it. The first is obviously going to be the winter weather up around the Great Lakes and in the Midwest, even into a bit of the plains. But the